Hi there, welcome back to JeffMobile.com. I'm your host, Jeff Peters, and today I'm going to be talking for a few minutes about the ideas of personality types and sociability. So recently at work, my manager asked me to do a Myers-Briggs test. This tests your personality in, I think, four or five different categories, and one of the categories which I find interesting is the concept of someone is labeled as either extroverted or introverted. Of course, extroverted means someone's outgoing, they love going to parties, they're very talkative, they always have something to say, and they thrive on the ability to interact with other people. My friend suggested that extroversion means that someone gets energy from being with people, whereas an introvert loses energy when they're with people and then much prefers to be alone to recharge. He also said that introversion and extroversion is not necessarily just one thing or the other, but it's also a spectrum of, you know, personality traits from fully extroverted to fully introverted. Most people are somewhere in the middle. They display traits of both, you know, enjoying to be alone sometimes and also being with people other times. For me, I was traditionally very introverted. I spent a lot of time on my own in my room doing homework and working on the computer, composing music, playing music all the time, just on my own. But recently, I've been finding I really want to become more extroverted. So I think people are allowed to change their personality through their lives if they really want to work on these skills. I heard on CBC, the Canadian broadcasting company, the radio station, I heard an interesting article about someone was saying that people are naturally, 50% of people are fall on the extroverted side and 50% fall on the introverted side. But it is possible to change. One way is to go to this thing called Toastmasters. The Toastmasters is an international organization, which I mentioned in one of my earlier videos. What it is this, it's a place where you can go and learn how to do public speaking. But public speaking uses a lot of the same skills as talking to someone one-on-one and interpersonal skills. So I found that being in Toastmasters for over a year now, I've started developing these personal skills, the people communication skills, which are really essential for anyone working in an organization where you have to interact with people, being on a team, doing teamwork. I found teamwork was something I didn't like before because I was always like, had to go to all these meetings, have to be there on time, you know, it was kind of a drag, whereas before I was used to just working away by myself for months and months at a time without talking to very many people at all, which was okay for the time. But now I feel like I actually get energy when I'm with people. I thrive on the energy of others, and I don't see a huge difference between, you know, myself and a group of people, because I look at it as being a very comfortable thing to be with people now. Whereas before, I found that people really, I was scared of them. I didn't really know how to interact with them. And I also wasn't aware of how my own self, how I projected my image towards them. Video has definitely helped me learn about how I present myself. And it's been allowing me to control my facial expressions, to, you know, smile more or use my eyes, keep them open, wider, kind of thing. And my voice also, I'm learning how to make it clearer so people can understand what I'm saying. In any case, I think we should have the personal rights to actually change our personality. Let's say you're a real extrovert, but you wanted to become more introspective. You wanted to do more thinking on your own. Maybe that's more creative for you. I don't see any reason why you can't suddenly just decide to be a little bit more introverted. Or someone who's traditionally very shy and scared of people or very quiet, I don't see why they can't suddenly decide they want to move towards the other side of the spectrum and start talking more, you know? I wonder what your comments are on this idea of personality, introverted versus extroverted. How do you fall on that spectrum? Do you find it's true, it describes you very well, or do you find that you sometimes enjoy going to parties and being the life of the party, being very social, and other times do you enjoy, I guess, just being alone and doing your own thing for recharging your energy? It is interesting how a lot of people will spend a lot of time watching television. And television is a pretty introverted thing in one way, because you're not actually using your own communication skills. But in another way, it is allowing you to be more extroverted because you're observing all these, you know, prototypical people talking on TV, which gives you an idea of how you can approach conversation and daily interaction, small talk, by emulating what you see on television. In growing up, I wasn't really allowed to watch television, so I didn't have any really good examples besides my parents, who are really wonderful people, but you get a lot more diversity when you do watch TV. Someone I was talking to said that, I can't remember who it was, but they said that their friend learned how to speak English really well by just watching a lot of television in America. And I think television is one of those things that it does allow people to learn about social skills. I don't know, that's another controversial topic, which I would like to hear your comments on if you think that television actually helps people be more social, probably up to a point, and then it's kind of sort of makes people a bit less social because they're just glued to the television all the time and not really using the knowledge that they have. So a certain balance between, you know, taking input and learning from others and then also putting those skills to practice and use in actual social situations. All right, so that's my little discussion for today. Hope it was of some value and interest to you. If you have any comments or has this made you think at all about your own personality or the personality of others, please leave your comments and suggestions below in the video comments. Also, please, if you like my videos, please like, comment, and subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'd love to keep updating you with my latest videos if you follow me on YouTube. Also on Twitter at twitter.com/gpeters. Okay, thanks a lot for watching, and I hope to see you again on jeffmobile.com, and I'll see you next time. Bye!